27 Quandala Street, Pambula Post Office. The opening of a post office often marked a township as having a viable status. The mail, after all, was the only link with the outside world. Pambula's original post office opened in 1853, led by the famous Sims Covington, and operated out of a number of buildings. A permanent government-owned post and telegraph department was completed here in 1905. Described as an attractive brick building with an arched porch and attached residence, it was sadly destroyed during the 1936 Quandala Street blaze. The current Pambula Post Office was erected in 1937. Unusually stark and devoid of ornamentation in comparison to surrounding structures, it was touted as following the style of modern suburban post offices of its time. Extensive renovations and alterations were undertaken in 1990 in an attempt to soften the facade of the structure and help it blend into the streetscape. But the new elements were at odds with both the original style of the building and with common local architecture, resulting in a somewhat incongruous pastiche. The high, narrow building, with its austere simplicity and business-like character, is typical of interwar architecture and is an important illustration of the impact disasters such as fire can have on streetscapes. To continue, turn right into Toalo Street. As you do, notice the Gangang Cockatoo on the north-facing wall. This artwork is by local artist Andrew Jeeves and celebrates one of our much-loved local birds. On the eastern wall of 34 Quandala Street, you will find another artwork in the mural project. Long Right is by local artist Stan Squires and depicts the legendary Pambula River right-hand surf break. Continue along Toalo Street to number 30 Toalo Street, Weatherboard Cottage. Known as Rose Cottage, this simple weatherboard cottage was probably so named because of its connection with Michael and Rosina Beale. Ha! The Beale family is everywhere. The style of the cottage is in keeping with the late Victorian period and was most likely built in the early 1890s. Michael Beale ran a store and boarding house on the Pambula goldfields, selling out in 1890. In 1904, he was appointed herdsman of the Pambula Temporary Common. Mickey, as he was known, was fondly remembered driving around in his sulky, pulled by an old grey horse. Facing Rose Cottage in the laneway, you will see another artwork, Pambula Rivermouth, by local artist Nicole Grimm Hewitt, depicting a bird's eye view of one of our stunning, iconic beach destinations. To continue, cross Toalo Street carefully. When you arrive, looks may be deceiving. The double-gabled building at 45 Toalo Street was constructed in 1984, an excellent example of a successful recreation of a typical Pambula-style weatherboard building. Sitting so close to its heritage-listed neighbours, they make a valuable point of comparison regarding changes in local building materials, styles, and techniques during the 19th and 20th centuries. Continue next door to 47 Toalo Street. McKell's residence.